Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Samantha.
Listening to Foul Monkeys, this is episode 67. This is Ricky, and I have my friend Steve here, who was born in Polk County, who we're going to talk about all kinds of different things with the county. You can say hello, whatever you want.
Yes, hi. I'm glad to be here. This will be fun. Something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Steve and I have known each other for a while. And, about 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about getting out of speeding tickets and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody how they can get out of a speeding ticket. Works, I would say, 99% of the time.
What is that noise? Did you hear that?
Yeah, a little crackle.
Yeah. Okay. Technical difficulty, it happens all the time. If it doesn't happen in once an episode, then there's something wrong. So, do you want to tell them how did you know about the show? Did I come out and tell you about it, or?
I think so. I think we were talking online, just instant messaging, and I think you said, hey, check out this site, your foulmonkeys.com,
mm-hmm.
And I went to the site, and I listened to a couple of your podcasts, and thought they were funny, and talked to you another night and said, hey, I'd love to be a guest on your show sometime.
Then here you are.
Here we are.
Samantha isn't available for recording for a while. She said she had to step down from her throne for a while. So I don't know what that means, but I don't know if she'll be back or not. She might be back as a guest, but not as a permanent person. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucks because I like doing the show with her. So I guess we'll be doing some more, or I'll be doing some more American Idol kind of things.
Trying
to get someone in.
Really?
Yeah, I'll try to get my friend Ryan to do it permanent, but he's not too reliable. And he knows that, so. So, do you want to talk about your past in Polk County?
Sure, we can talk about my past. I'm open to anything. Now, is this the first show you've ever done away from your house? Away from your studio?
No.
Oh, okay.
When I was with my last partner, Eddie, or Gina, was what he went by. I did a couple at his house. Gina.
Is that like short for vagina?
Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't heard any of those shows.
No,
so
I haven't. Of course, when I met you, you were with Kevin.
Yeah. They know about Kevin. I've said some things about him, but I really didn't go into detail about everything. Actually, that's how I know Steve is through Kevin, because we were all hung out a couple times and chilled out and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. In the hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Do you still have a hot tub?
No, I wasn't in the hot tub.
I wasn't either.
Oh, I think it was your boyfriend and my boyfriend
that
were in the hot tub together. Mm-hmm. I came home that evening and found it that way.
Right. I never got in. No, I think I got in it, but I was by myself. So
we got rid of the hot tub.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just recently.
How come?
We've had it. We just got to where we never used it anymore. It's upkeep, cleaning it, electricity bill for heating it, and we just weren't using it, so we decided to get rid of it.
That's a shame.
Put it on eBay and mm-hmm. actually made more money for it than what we paid for it.
That's awesome.
Nothing like the power of eBay.
Right, I sell my textbooks on there.
Yeah, so does Wes.
You get a lot more than you would at the bookstore, at the school bookstore. So, oh.
The school bookstores. That. No, that's all right. Yeah, cut his name out.
Yeah.
Is that not a ripoff or what? The school bookstore. Yeah. Somebody needs to do something about that.
I know. I paid $175 for an accounting book that I opened once. And when I went to go take it back to them, they were going to give me like $28 for
it. Isn't that ridiculous?
I was like, fuck
you. And then they'll turn around and sell it.
For $100, they were turning it around and selling it for $97. And I was like, fuck you, I'm selling it online. So I got 125 or 130 out of it.
Yeah, that's what he does with his books.
I mean, that's the best way to do it, you know. And to buy them from there also is better.
And the bookstores, you know, most of them, if not all of them, are independently owned. They're not owned by the college. They, like, just lease out that space.
Right.
Those people are making tons of money.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. I think if I have to go to the bookstore and buy a book, I will buy it new because they make less money on a new book than they would a used book.
We go on eBay.
Yeah.
Try to get ours.
Hopefully I can do that this semester with mine. What were we talking about?
Where were we headed?
Oh, your Polk County life.
Oh, yes. Born and raised here in Polk County.
And how old are you?
Oh, man, I'm old.
You don't look a day over 30.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you. I am 42.
Oh, that's not old.
42. Actually born and raised right here in North Lakeland where we sit tonight.
Really?
Yes.
I told them that Lakeland had a north side, east side, west side, south side.
All four very much different.
Yeah.
Very unique town. Very unique
I find
area.
The south side better than any parts of it.
I would agree with you. That's more, well, the people down there have more class. They have a little more money.
Yeah,
it's probably the best out of the four sides, definitely.
It's better than over there, what is that, where Memorial and all that is?
That is Wabash area, which is the west side.
Yeah.
Better known as Wall Trash area. The west side of Lakeland.
Always tell them about Wabash and Wabash Trash and all that stuff, yeah, you know.
Wabashians.
Yeah. If you need to go make some money real quick, just go up at the corner of Wabash and you'll be doing okay.
Yes, yes. Might catch something, but you can make a little money.
Well, you'll have the money to get rid of it.
Well, I don't
hopefully
know. Yeah. And the other side is Cumby. Yeah. Better known as Scumby Cumby.
Redneck.
Yes.
That's redneck area, right?
Yes, and Skank.
Yeah, I haven't really I did hang out with a couple people that Kevin knew that were all friends or whatever, and they have like tattoos of Cumby Critters. They have Cumby Critter tattooed on their arm. That's the phone ringing. It's okay. Not my phone, though, because they're always getting pissed off because my cell phone's going on and off.
Yes, I've heard that.
But it's off. Well, it's not off. The volume is down. So, but go ahead. Talk about yourself.
I was, like you said, born and raised here.
Great. I could take all that out.
I hope so. God only knows what they might say.
Is that your cell phone? Oh,
no,
it's someone calling.
Yeah, it's a solicitor.
So, they didn't leave too much. I'll take out your phone number, though. Damn, it's a long message.
Figures. Figures the joys of doing this in your own home.
Right.
Instead of the studio.
I wish I could do it in a real studio and get paid for it, but
one day.
That's not possible.
That'll happen one day.
I hope so. I hope it's not when I'm, like, old, though. Like 80.
Like 40s.
I turned 30 in March.
Oh, so 30. That's terrible, isn't
it's,
it?
It's pretty bad, I think. But,
all right, so I was born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know?
Your previous life, everything.
My previous life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, let's see. Graduated from high school here, went to a community college here.
Would that be Polk Community College?
Yes. I PCC? Went to Polk Community College.
People call it college?
Yes. Yes. The big campus life there. Got married.
Mm-hmm.
Had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with a guy. Got divorced.
Yes. You got switched
it's,
over,
it's
huh?
It's a typical Polk County story. Yeah.
Were you? Did you know you liked guys before you got married? Or yes. Had you tested that ground yet?
Oh, no, I had explored, you know, I had experimented when I was, I guess the first time was like in middle school, and not much. I mean, like there was one guy that lived down the road from me. His name was Ricky. Just
oh,
like
really?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
And he's married and has a couple of kids, and he does come visit Wes and I here and there.
Really?
But anyway.
That's funny.
Anyway, It was, yeah, I knew that I was, you know, I would say, and this will really open the door for a lot of discussion, is I am a true bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people don't believe that there's a bisexual. They think it's a gateway or on your way to being fully gay. But I'm truly a bisexual, even to this day. And my boyfriend will agree with that and tell you that. But anyway, I suppressed that side of me because it's Polk County.
Right.
It's not accepted here. It's not tolerated here. You're an outcast here. You're not going to have a good job. You're not going to move up in the world, especially back then. We're talking, I think I got married in 86. So you're talking the mid-80s. I mean, it just wasn't an accepted thing, period, anywhere. At least
now, nine.
It's accepted. Thank you. 9 years old. Oh. At least now, it's accepted more so. It's still, in Polk County, nothing like it is in Orlando or Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
But at least now, there are some professions that it's okay in.
Well, it's a whole lot better here in Lakeland or Polk County as it is where I'm from in Virginia. So, I mean, I was like in the coal miners area, wow. You know, mountains, billy goats, all that shit. So, excuse me. You can belch and burp and all that stuff that you need to do.
Just
sorry.
Cut it out.
Yeah. So, do you want to discuss your previous jobs? Or
sure.
At the popo?
Sure, yes, I was a popo.
Also known as a police officer.
Yes, I was a police officer for 17 years. Obviously a very... Oh, yeah, got a lot of girls and guys with the uniform. Obviously, I sound like a whore.
I know, yeah.
I'm really not, well...
You are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm a safe whore.
Well, that's good.
I really am, but
he's blushing.
It's Polk County. You gotta be careful here. Obviously, being the popo is not. It's a very manly profession. There's a lot of testosterone, and if anyone even thought you might be homosexual or gay, was just. I mean, you would be an outcast immediately. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't last.
But I bet you were a popular hit with the gay people.
Kind of like one of the village people. You're or something.
That's hot.
I was very, you know, for most of my 17 years of being with the police department, I was married through most of those years. And the whole time I was married, I didn't do anything with guys. I didn't cheat on my wife with guys or whatever. And she knew nothing about it. It was just something I suppressed because, again, because of the area and because of the profession.
How'd you do that for 17 years? Wow. A lot of masturbating.
Yes. And turning on like the workout channels on TV when the wife went around or something.
Did you get off to that, you didn't get off to like, that, what is that guy that has the big muscles? I think it's Little. What's his name?
I know you're talking about. Got all the exercise machines.
Yeah.
Is it Tony Little?
Tony Little. With the ponytail?
Like that. Yeah. No, he really didn't Richard do anything Simmons? For me. Richard Simmons. Yeah. Now there's a hottie. No. No, I was more into the manly men. Mm-hmm. I was never into the
sissies.
Yes, the sissies.
You hear that, you little faggots who called you a sissy. If you're upset, call our hotline.
Call our hotline. Thanks. Get complaints on me. Anyway, I was pretty much lived that life, and I was straight for the most part, as far as everyone knew, and I was content with that. And then along came the man of my dreams who swept me off my feet.
We'll just call him Adam.
We'll call him Adam.
Adam and Steve.
That was not
planned. Adam and Eve.
That's correct. And that's been 6.5 years ago, and we're still together to this day.
Well, you know, I always, every time I get pulled over, I hope it's a police officer that wants to fill me up. I'm like, please, 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 please. This one police officer in St. Augustine was fucking hot as hell. And I would just look up, like, I looked up at him and then I looked down and all I did was look at his crotch the whole time he was talking to me.
There's some hotties out there. And there's plenty out there that are married. Mm-hmm. Or live a closeted bisexual life. There are plenty out there that are single, that are totally gay, but they don't live that lifestyle, but they certainly go to the clubs.
I'll have to get a pen and pad so you can give me some names. So I'll make sure where I can speed and get away with it.
I can't out anybody.
But you're going to tell us how to get away with it.
Yeah, so. Let's talk about that. Here's how to get out of a ticket. It works 99%
from
of the
a police
time.
Officer.
From just about any law enforcement agency.
Male and
matter.
Female?
No, it's really not going to work with most of the females.
Okay.
Cops. Of course, you're talking a very small percentage of cops are females. But it will work in just about every area you live, probably even outside the United States. 99% of the time, I would say, this will work. And I only know this because of my history and having been with law enforcement agencies. And I used to do a lot of training as a teacher, as an instructor with the law enforcement agencies as well.
Maybe we should charge for this information.
Maybe you should subscribe. You should have your viewers subscribe, and then they could...
Well, it's free when they subscribe, though.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah, they don't pay me anything. Not yet.
We need to change that.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'll get royalties off anything from this particular podcast.
I didn't know anything about that.
Is that why you had me sign that form before we started?
Right.
Okay. Here's the deal. As we talked about, most cops are, they're full of testosterone, they're very manly men, and they are very homophobic. That 99% of them are very homophobic. They automatically think that if you are gay, that there's a good chance you're HIV positive. That's just what they think. I have backed up a lot of officers, and they'll walk back to my vehicle, and they'll be holding the driver's license, like just barely touching it on the ends, going, this guy's gay. I'm just going to tell him to, you know, not speed or whatever the case is and get the hell out of here. And I've actually gone up to the car with an officer, and as soon as he realizes the guy's gay, he doesn't even want to touch his driver's license or whatever. He just kind of gives him a butt chewing about slow down or whatever and going about your business.
So I need to have a rainbow flag on my car.
You need to act like a total flamer. Anytime you're be as gay as you can be, you can hit on them a little bit, but don't get offensive with them because they could get pissed off about that too. But just, you know, just act like you're intrigued by them and act totally gay. And I guarantee you they will feel very uncomfortable. And they will want to get you the hell out of there as soon as, particularly if there's two or three officers. It works even better because then it questions their manlyhood if they don't just get you the hell out of there.
I've never been pulled over where more than one police officer showed up. But, so, what if you were like, so, is that a gun in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
I would be careful with some of those remarks. I would be careful.
They're like, no, it's a gun. I'm going to shoot your fucking head off.
And they might get rude with you, but just act extremely gay, be extremely flamer, and I guarantee you 99% of them will just want to get the hell out of there, give you your license back if they even touch it, and go about their business.
So another good thing is get some get some fingernail polish and put a little bit of red on your license plate. Like, oh, sorry, that's a little blood on there.
That'll scare them to death. I swear to you, they wouldn't touch it. They would not touch it if they thought it was blood. They just have this thing in their mind. They put us through such training, it's almost like a scare tactic. Mm-hmm. Every year, you cover like bloodborne pathogens, and they talk about having an exposure to blood, and it's you just don't want to do that. So
yeah, but when you're handling someone's license that there's not any blood on it, that's retarded.
Even if the blood was on there, if it was dry, it's not going to pose any...
I'm gonna carry a knife, and then when it comes up to my thing, I'm like, "Oh, here's my license." Just cut my finger open. Like I cut it on my license. Can you believe that shit?
That'll work 99% of the time. I guarantee it.
But it won't work if it's the gay officer, though.
Well, it could get you a date. Might be even better. It's probably not going to work on most of the female officers, especially the butchy type.
I've had one of those before. They're not so pleasant.
No, they're not. They're really not. They are who that they... We'd rather have them back us up sometimes than some of the male officers because we know they're not going to take any crap. But that it works. I'm telling you. 99% of the officers just want to get you the hell out of there.
So What if, does crying work?
Crying?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't cry.
No. That's too gay.
Yeah, that's pushing.
That's
it.
Too girly.
If you put a rainbow, you know, believe it or not, probably only 60 or 70% of the cops know what a rainbow flag is. Over half of them do, but a lot of them don't. They wouldn't even recognize a rainbow flag on your car, meaning gay.
So you need a rainbow. You need a rainbow sticker, and you also need a sticker that says, "I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is."
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do it.
And then just act extremely gay. Tell him how good he looks in his uniform.
Oh my God, you look so good. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is there anything else I can do to make it up to you? Officer.
That kind of makes me hard. Oh. I've always wanted, like, to be pulled over and the police officer like, get out of the car. And then just, like, fill me up or something. That's hot.
Been watching too many videos.
Yeah, pretty much.
That'll never happen.
It does in movies.
Yes. Well, it happened back when I was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
But not because I stopped some stranger, but, you know, we might... Never mind.
I want to tell him about the time that you pulled Kevin and myself over.
Okay, tell me about this.
Freaked the hell out of me.
I don't remember this right.
We were driving back from the bar, the Pulse.
What is the bar?
The Pulse.
Pulse. Oh, now it's something else.
Oh, is it called something else now?
Yeah, they changed the name. What is it was
now? Oh, it's not the Pulse anymore?
Oh, wait a minute. It is the Pulse now.
It was the Green Parrot.
I can't keep up. That is like the only gay bar in Polk County. There was another one that opened up down off 92 somewhere, but it didn't last very long.
The Alternative, is that what it was called?
Something like that. But the Pulse has been here.
And it's not even anything
The Green Parrot. No, it is a hole in the wall.
I think the dance floor might be as big as your table.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, actually, I think a lot of it is you're pretty lucky if you go in there and find a Pulse. With the people that go there.
Yes. And that's the only one in Polk County that I know of.
Yeah.
And has been, well, even when I was a kid. When I was a kid, to get into a fraternity in high school.
That fraternity's in high school?
Well, a club. It was the Key Club, is what it was. They actually took me and another guy, and we parked across the street.
They can hear that.
From the Green Parrot to a tap of my fingers on the table. We parked across the street, and we had to go inside, get a napkin that had Green Parrot on it, and get three people to sign it, and then come back out and give them the napkin. That was one of the initiations that they did. Now,
did you have a problem getting signatures?
Well, here's what we did. We went in there, we got a napkin, and we both, you know, scribbled three different names and three different handwritings on it and got the hell out of there. As it turns out, true story, that guy that I went in there with, totally unbeknownst to me that night. Damn it. Totally unbeknownst to me that night, to this day, he is gay. Just like
the guy that sent you in there?
No, the guy that went in there with me that was getting the key
for real?
To. Yep, neither one of us knew anything about the other one. Of course, neither one of us was out. He's gorgeous. He's still gorgeous.
And y'all never did anything?
Nope, never did anything.
That sucks.
We later
Don't you wish you could go back in time now?
Yes, I do. I really do. We'd have probably, they'd have got tired of waiting on us. We'd have stayed. Oh. I ran into him at a club up in Dade City at the
Sawmill.
Yeah, the Sawmill.
I went up there for Barrapalooza.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're somewhat
with my
of a
friend
bear.
James.
You're
yeah.
a bear. You're a hairy bear, aren't you?
Well, I think more of myself as a cub kind of thing. Until I turn 30, then I'll be a bear. I guess. I don't know. I don't know the age range.
There is no age. That's something to research. When do you become from a cub to a bear?
I don't know. I think it's based on your looks. I don't know. Like my friend James I was telling you about, he's actually a porn director.
Really?
He does bear movies.
They have filmed some porns at the Sawmill.
Yeah.
One weekend I was up there and they had a marquee out about, you know, you can view this filming for some film over in some area.
But yeah, he's a porn director. He films everything and does it all himself.
Wow.
He asked me to be in some of them, but I can't do that.
Is he willing to pay you good?
Reasonable amount.
Well, there you go.
But at the time, I didn't want to do it because I was going to be a teacher. in Polk County.
That would not be good. No, that would
but
not
it would be
good.
Totally hot if one of the dads came up to me and said, I saw you in a film. Oh, yeah, you want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, we need a parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
Well, I ran into John up there. We were up there one weekend, mm-hmm. and here was, I said his name.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them.
There's
so
a lot of
John. It'll be all right.
Yeah. I ran in, and I was like, oh, my God, you're gay. And he's like, you're gay. Neither one of us knew it.
What do you think about the sawmill? This is the first time I ever went there.
You know, unfortunately, we're in Polk County, and there's just not many places to go, and you're mm-hmm. kind of limited. So you go up there. Know where this story's going. I mean, it's an okay place. It's certainly not at the top of the list, and there's a lot of older people that go there, mm-hmm. and I'm old.
Did you see the guy that dances naked around the pool?
No.
He's like 75, and he dances naked with a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and he dances like disco style. He's like,
oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, man, I wish you would have seen it, because you know, you can't take cameras or anything in the pool area because it's clothing optional, which all my clothes stayed on. But it was he almost kind of looked like Leslie Nielsen, but older. But
there's some trolls there. There are some trolls.
Oh, they were so gross. They were like, ugh. I liked it. It's definitely gay camping. I mean, where do you go that has working showers and bars and restaurants and... It was fun. We slept in a tent, but it was fucking cold.
Who was we?
My friend James and his friend.
Oh.
Yeah. James has been with somebody for like 11 years now. So.
Good. That's a lifetime in gay years.
Right. 11 years with the same person. That's great.
I think it is. I think it is. I hope that...
I made it 5 years with Kevin. Almost 5 years.
I'm surprised you guys are still together. Because y'all did make a good couple.
Mm-hmm. If you would have seen behind the doors. He has a little drinking problem. So...
Does he still work for a liquor store?
No.
That's good. He used to.
Yeah, he works for Regal now, actually. He's a driver there. Drives people all across the air, all town and everything. Gets paid good money, too. He has a bomb job.
Really?
Yeah, like when he's not busy driving people around, he's like taking naps, shopping.
Cool.
He gets paid like $11 an hour or something. I don't know. That's cool. Awesome. What else? Weren't we talking about something and then we got off?
That's just gay life in Polk County.
Uh-huh.
Leading up there.
Wouldn't you die one day to have like a gay parade in Lakeland?
Oh, my God. I don't think that would
Main
be
Street.
Safe.
Go down Main Street.
That would not be safe here at all.
It'd be almost like having a Ku Klux Klan.
Well, you know,
march
we still have the Klan here.
Oh, for real?
For real.
They have the marches?
In Kathleen, which is just a suburb of North Lakeland up here, we still have an active Klan. Now, they're idiots. They're not really. But they do wear the white robes and they're a part
really?
Of the Klan. They have the little red cross thing.
Oh my God.
I've got some literature.
How does the police, like, from your
we
standpoint, how
them.
Did you guys do that? I mean,
we ignored them. They would go to intersections, mm-hmm. and this wasn't that long ago, a few years ago, and hand out Klan literature, and they would be in their robes. They just wouldn't wear their hood over their face. That's illegal here in Polk
oh,
County.
Oh, it is?
Yes, you can't wear a hood over your face in Polk County.
But for anyone or just them?
Anyone. I mean, you cannot wear a hood in public at all to conceal your identity. It's a Polk County ordinance. Anyway, we really didn't. We would go up there and talk to them and, you know, find out who they are really for just our intelligence purposes. Mm-hmm. But they aren't doing anything illegal. It's not illegal to be a Klansman.
I hate them.
They're screwed up. These
anybody, anything that you belong that hurts other people. That's just fucked up. I don't think that should be right.
I agree.
You know, that's just
these guys
retarded.
Aren't right to begin with. Upstairs.
I'm sorry, but half the Klan members probably in the United States are mixed blood. There's, you know, they're not pure European, whatever. You know,
Anglo-Saxon.
It's just retarded.
Yeah.
So, I hate them.
Still do have a Klan here.
That's awful. They don't like burn crosses and stuff.
No,
do they
don't do any crimes. Commit any crimes.
Because that's illegal right now, right?
Yes,
to burn
is.
Crosses and stuff
it
like
is.
That. Well, that's good.
I don't know how...
Polk County's come a long way then.
My first couple of years as in law enforcement, we actually had a cross burnt in a yard in the North Lakeland neighborhood up here, closer to the city limits. And a deputy with the sheriff's office responded. And it was a black family that had moved into a white neighborhood. And he got what was left of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it was later found out that he took that to the closest dumpster behind a convenience store and threw it in there and never wrote a report on it. And
because he was probably part of it. He probably did
He still works for the sheriff's office today.
Oh, my God.
He's a sergeant there, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
And that is Polk County at its finest right there.
That's crazy. I guess there's always corruption and everything, but I mean, that's just ignorance.
Yes, it is.
That's just a white, stupid person.
Well, it came out, and he got in trouble. I don't know.
Well, not enough. They should have fired him.
It was written up in the local newspaper. And
of course, no one cared because it's Polk County.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's backwards here. It really is.
Not as backwards as Virginia, though.
That's good.
I actually have a listener. Gay is okay. He asked me not to use his name anymore, I guess. But anyway, his screen name is Gay is okay, and he lives in a town close to where I'm from. You know what that is? That's one of our that's our phones coming through.
Yeah, may very well be.
Sorry. But he's from the area of Virginia, and I'm in, or from, so he knows what it's like. He actually lives in a more popular area than I did, so.
Do we have many people from Polk County that write into your email?
No. Okay. I don't. I have a couple friends that might listen, but other than that, I don't think there's any. If there is, you can email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Please do. I'd be interested in that.
I know. I wanted more local listeners because the local people can get more word out. But, you know, I try everything, but no one listens. None of the listeners listen. They want to hear the show, but they don't want to respond. So,
there's a lot to be said for...
They're bad people.
No, they're not bad people. They want to be entertained and be anonymous.
Well, they can call in and not leave their name. They're like afraid they're going to have gay voice or something. I'm like, you're gay. You're going to have gay voice. I do have a lesbian listener, though. I think one. She lives in Ohio. And she goes by Freak on MySpace.
Cool. Now, how do these people find out about Foul Monkey?
She found out on iTunes by typing in, I think, gay. And then you can, like, have keywords, and I have keywords for the show. And she typed in gay, and she said it popped up, and she started listening. She's listened ever since then.
That's cool.
So she joined the MySpace page. She's cool.
And looking through your website, I think you have somebody from overseas somewhere, too.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like responded.
Yeah, I have one listener in Europe. Or London, or somewhere like that. Cool. One of those places outside of Polk County. But I think he goes back and forth from here and Bradenton. I think he has a house there.
Oh, okay.
So he goes back and forth. So that, I guess he's a local listener. And I have a couple people in Tampa. And I don't know anybody in Orlando. And Trampa.
I thought you said Orlando.
Orlando. That's where all the whores are.
And Trampa.
Trampa. That's where all the tramps are. And then you have lame land here. No one cares. So I do have two audio recordings that people called in. I actually did have somebody call in.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to play those.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's see. Is that hijacked? Let's see. Hijack. Sorry, doing all technical stuff here. So here we go.
Oh my God, Ricky B, I love you so much. Oh my God, every time I see your MySpace and every time I listen to you on your podcast, I just explode all over myself. Oh my God, Ricky, you're like the hottest guy ever, and I like want to have your brown babies and everything. Oh my God, Ricky, oh. Just thinking about it, it's just making me want to go masturbate. Okay, like, totally. Bye, Ricky. I love you. Bye.
Oh, wow. What was his name?
Oh, whoops. His name's Carlos. He's actually a listener in Tampa.
Really?
So,
do we have a picture of Carlos?
Not on this computer.
Oh.
He's cute. He's the Latino boy.
Cool.
He likes big boys.
Cool. So. Is he a big boy or not?
No, he's skinny boy.
Wow.
Little itty bitty boy.
Wow.
And he's like,
have you met Carlos in person?
No. Okay. Yeah, we have.
You have?
But not like that.
Oh.
Not just, nothing like that. And then this is from actually a person that's from Cumbie.
Oh.
So this is this person.
Hey, foul monkeys. I just want to say, Samantha, Merry Christmas. And Ricky, happy holidays, you atheist. It's Jason. See it.
He was Jason?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Jason.
That voice sounded familiar to me.
Oh, yeah?
But it doesn't go with a Jason.
Oh. Well, yeah, he's from Cumbie, so let's stop this for a second. Okay. There we go. So, actually, you know the wireless name I was asking you about
mm-hmm.
earlier?
Mm-hmm.
That's his last name.
Oh.
So, he's Cumbie Critter. It's scary. So,
dude, let me ask you, do you ever get any straight people that respond to anything? Or have you?
I don't know if I have.
I'm just curious.
Bi-curious?
Bi-curious. There's got to be some straight people that listen here.
I don't know. I've never had anyone respond to me that was straight, I don't think. If you have responded to me, let me know. But
yeah, send us some.
I know I have a lesbian. And my sister, she listens, but that's not...
Your sister's not a lesbian?
No, she's straight.
Okay.
She has 3 kids. But that doesn't mean anything, apparently.
Apparently not. Does she live here in Polk County?
No, she lives in Virginia. Along with my other sister and brother and all that good stuff. They don't know about the show. And I don't want them to know about the show.
Why not?
And I don't want my mom to know about the
Why
show.
Why not? Too much information?
Mm-hmm. Too much information for them, for her to handle. My siblings, they'd be all right, but my mom, I think she would die of a heart attack.
Your mom knows you're gay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's okay with that?
Yeah, she's fine. But I don't think she'd be...
Yes,
I don't think she'd like some of the stories or some of the things that I say. So that would not be good. But, you know, whatever. If it gets me more listeners, listen. I don't care. So, do you have anything to say about the show? Like, any critiques?
Oh, I think it's terrific. I didn't know such a thing existed until mm-hmm. I went to your website. I think it's cool.
Do you have iTunes?
I don't think
so. You
don't? I'm not a real computer. I was born and raised here in Polk County. I'm not a real computer literate type person. Can't you tell by my southern drawl?
Yeah, I can. I can talk just like y'all.
You're from Virginia. You should have an accent like that, too.
I do.
I don't know why you don't.
Yeah, it's really weird because, well, you heard my sister. You heard how she talks. I don't talk anything like that. But I lost most of it when I came down here. And my mom thinks I'm like a city boy now. I'm like, ooh, in Lakeland. 120,000 people live here.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, we're almost at 40 minutes. It's going to be a 40-minute show.
Okay.
So, do you want to say anything else?
No, I appreciate you allowing me to come on.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could do, like, a segment. We could do, like, Ask the Popo.
Yeah,
a question.
Sure.
So, if you have a question for... What was your name again?
Steve. Why is that funny?
Did I tell them that that's not your real name? I don't know if I said that.
I guess you did just now.
Oh, well.
It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. Anyway, if you have a question for Steve the Popo.
Steve the Popo.
Call our hotline 206-984-FOWL.
Yeah.
Ask him any question.
That'd be
I'm
cool.
sure he'll answer it.
Yeah. Sure.
Ask him, like, anything. Like, have you ever seen a guy beating off in his car or something? I don't know. Like, driving down the road. Oh.
Mm. I can tell you some nice stories. But that's for another time.
That's
well,
another show.
We catch Parkers all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was a big bust here when I first moved here over at that...
Saddle Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about that, too, if you listen to the shows.
Nasty place. Yeah. Really is.
Also, I kind of compare that to the sawmill.
Yeah.
Except for the sawmill's legal.
You're right. Well, the sawmill has a trail in the back,
yeah.
much like...
The Fisting
Saddle
Trail.
Creek.
Mm. Oh, everybody.
Zombies. When you walk down the trail, zombies come out of the dark.
Oh, yeah? And then they arrest you and take you to jail.
No, not at Sawmill.
Oh, I thought you... zombies. You mean someone that's maybe over the age of 70?
Yes.
Yeah.
They moan and groan and kind of with their arms straight out.
That's so gross. Came straight out of Ricky Lake.
Yeah, that's the name of that lake, isn't it?
Yep. That's funny. But I want to remind everyone to visit the website at www.foulmonkeys.com. Go to iTunes and leave us a review, which you should do, Steve. You should download iTunes and then leave us a review.
Yeah, I will do that.
So, also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and call us on our hotline 206-984-FOUL and tell us what you think about the show or what you think about Steve or... Call and complain about Samantha not being on the fucking show. That's what I want you to do.
What's the real story why she's not on the show?
She's back with her boyfriend.
Oh.
So, and he doesn't like it. They already know all that good stuff.
Because he's in Polk County, too.
Yeah, he's, I think, born and raised Polk County. It's a shame. He's a nice guy, but whatever. So, also go to the MySpace page. Do you know what MySpace is?
Of course I
do. Do you have a MySpace page?
I am old, but I am familiar with MySpace. No, I do not have a MySpace page.
You need a Steve the Popo page.
That's a good idea.
We'll have to work on that.
That's a good idea. Let me just tell your listeners that I am writing a book.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It's called If They Only Knew, and it pretty much is going to be... It's not really an autobiography. It centers more around law enforcement and me working there and having been in the closet. And there was a lesbian officer that worked there, too. And it's going to talk a little bit about our relationship, which, no, ooh, we didn't have sex.
Our
no.
relationship. No. That's in air quotes, everyone.
Yes. it's going to be called If They Only Knew. And it will be quite an interesting story to read.
Do you know when it's going to be finished? Or how far along you've been?
I'm pretty far along. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be thick.
The book, too? Yeah.
Thick and slimy.
Oh, nice.
So you definitely want to get that book when it comes out.
That's almost one of the names of my shows.
Thick
that
and you slimy?
On. It was called Long, White, and Slimy, I think. Didn't you comment on that one? I think you commented on that one.
Did I?
Long, White, and Slimy.
Nice.
That's hot.
Nice.
We need to add thick in there and it'd be better. But, you know, if you have length, you don't need thickness, I guess.
No comment.
All right, everyone, have a great night. Be looking for another show. Maybe Steve will be on the next one or one after that or whatever. Whenever he has time and I have time to get together.
I'd be happy to come back.
Yeah, I'll have to ask you to come down to the south side next time, maybe.
All right.
You know, the classy part of town.
Well, didn't want to get stopped by the Klansmen on the way out.
That's what I was going to talk about going to the sawmill, how I was so scared to stop at a store and ask them, do you know where the sawmill is?
And it's out in the boonies.
Yeah.
I mean, that is in the boonies.
Did you see, House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh.
That's what the trails are like, yeah. Too. I'm telling you. I mean, so I've heard.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you know you're 40-something now, so you're...
I'm not you're far
like,
behind.
You're like pre-mummified.
I am. I'm not far behind them.
I'm 30. That's like close. You're still getting ready to be 30.
You're still a youngin'.
I'm dating a 21-year-old.
Oh my God. Is he a twink?
He's skinny.
I'm a sucker for twinks.
Oh yeah. I'll have to show you pictures of him.
I am a sucker for twinks.
I don't think he's twinky. He's just cute. His name's Herb.
Herb.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to show me a picture.
He lives
in
Arizona.
I'll have
though,
to
right
comment
now.
About that next time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Later. Bye.
Bye.